Right, hello everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Doc Who Pod. I'm Josh. Joined with me, as always, is my co-host Jack Phillips,
Hello there.
and joining us as always, Brad Fuller.
Yo.
Okay, so if you're following us, which I hope you are, you will know that we have just finished season four of Doctor Who, and we thought at this point it would be a good time to go back and reminisce and think about the David Tennant era as a whole, just before we bring it to a close. And then we thought, well, let's rank every episode so far definitively. So we are going to do a tier list of every episode of David Tennant, and we thought we might as well chuck Christopher Eccleston's ones in there. It has to be a mutual decision. If we can't
Oh, we've all
decide,
got to agree.
or if we can't decide, we take the average. So if someone says
Bloody
A,
hell.
someone says B, someone says C, we put it in B.
Yeah, okay. If two say A, one says C, it goes in A.
Yeah, so we do either majority or average. Fair?
Okay, yeah, I agree with that.
I don't even think we should do the majority, actually. I think if two people say A, one person says C, oh, that would still be A, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. We'll work it out as we go along. This is subject to
The
change.
rules up.
Starting off with Rose. I mean, it's an S, right?
Yeah, I do agree. It's
I'd say A.
You say A.
Yeah. It's not that
Interesting.
super as an episode, as an actual episode, it's not top tier.
But
Yeah, but
you've
it's
got to
thunder nevertheless. If you're
contextualize it as setting the tone for the next 20 years.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, but then you could say that any episode, no matter what it would have been, could be put as S for the first episode of the revival. You got to view it as an actual
Nah,
episode, a
because it could
standalone
have
episode.
sunk or swam. Like everything in this episode is still being replicated to this day. Even the Doctor's very first words in this episode are run. That sums up the show completely.
I still say I disagree, but. It's two
But you
against
would
one, so it's
say
going to be put in S. I'm just saying, if we're putting that as S, it's setting the bar very low for S. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think it is. I don't think it is.
Because as an episode, it's not that great.
It is. It is an excellent episode. The
It's a
mystery in
good
it.
episode.
Don't
It's
even.
average.
Right. I think the thing that makes it an S for me is there is that, and you weren't here when we discussed this, but JP, do you remember there's that one long take of the Rose and the Doctor walking down and he's saying, grab my hand, this is how we spin. That for me alone puts this in an S tier.
Yeah, it's look. I'm still on the basis it's a fundamental episode. Like it's a good episode as well. I like how we agree it is either S or A.
Oh, for sure.
But
Listen.
I just think for the importance of the episode as well. Like as Josh said, it
Agreed.
was sink or swim for this episode.
All right.
Alright,
It's
alright.
staying in an
I
S. We're
will
moving on to the end of the world. And I am going to
solid.
say yes as well.
Really?
No, we're
No,
not
you're
doing
mad. You're
this.
mad.
That's,
No.
I think
There's no way that's an S.
it's the
This is
first.
B at a
You.
push. I was going to say I'd say
Whoa.
B at a push. It's a good
No
episode,
way.
but there have been better episodes.
This is an
It's
excellent
a dead
episode.
episode.
It's not a dead
It's a dead
episode.
episode.
It's an excellent
It
episode. Oh, in our last episode, we didn't even talk about the little flashback scene of all the people that have sacrificed themselves for the Doctor, which is excellent, by the
Oh yeah, I
way.
love that bit as well. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, now I will concede and say this is an A. I think this brilliantly sets the
Well,
tone for all
I would
future
like to confirm,
episodes.
as we agreed, me and Jack have said B, you've said S, which means it's B.
Because we average out, so it averages out at an
No, we're
No.
going
Two of
majority.
us
It's a B.
said B, one has said A, so it's a B.
I think this is better than a B. I think this is
Well,
very
it's to
important for
you, but
Doctor
it's going
Who.
to be.
All right, we'll put it in B. That leads us on to the Unquiet Dead.
Easily a C.
C.
I'd have gone with D.
Nah, it's not that bad.
No, I wouldn't say
It's
it's that bad.
quite bad.
Nah, I'd
But
say
okay,
it's a solid filler.
we'll go with C. We'll go with C. The Slovene episodes. Now, this is where it becomes tricky because it's obviously better than the Unquiet Dead, but I don't think it's as good as the End of the World. So I
I'd
would
put it in
say
B.
I'm gonna say B just out of yeah, there's nowhere else it fits.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
That's going to be. It's not A and it's not C.
All going for B's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love that. There we go. We've all agreed on one. I think we're all gonna agree on this one, Dalek.
A.
A, yeah.
Wow, I think it's an S.
No, you're setting the bar too low for S, I'm telling you now. It's a great episode, but it's not an S.
You're reintroducing the Dalek, and it's done perfectly. What is stopping this episode from becoming an S?
It was just one Dalek.
Yeah.
But they make one Dalek scary. That's why it's brilliant.
I've got to admit, it's one of the best Dalek stories going. But
it's probably the best Dalek story going.
I'm not sure about that. I prefer Doomsday.
We can't put this in an A. This is an S. Come on, please give me this.
It's A.
You're saying this is only slightly better than The End of the World?
Well, no, I think End of the World should have been a C, but...
This is only slightly better than the Slovene episodes.
Not no, slightly better. There's clear category against it.
This is bizarre. I can't believe I'm putting this in an A. This is sacrilegious. That's awful. The Long Game, guys. I think this is same as The Unquiet Dead.
I think it's D.
I can't remember what The Long Game was. What one was that? That was
the one with Simon Pegg. It's
the Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg one.
The Jaguar.
Oh, Professor where is the... Where
the
is
annoying
the guy with the heading in his head.
Adam's in it, yeah.
It's a D, maybe a C. Yeah, probably D, I'd say.
You think this is worse than The Unquiet Dead?
Yeah, yeah. I quite enjoyed The Unquiet Dead.
Wow. This is... You guys but, are
well, I
so
I quite
wrong.
Enjoyed it. Yeah,
no, I think you got it wrong.
Wild. Yeah, I totally wrong, disagree with this so far. Father's Day is an A for me, without
a
doubt.
A, yeah.
Yeah. It's maybe just it's great, teetering on S.
I was going to say, I could argue it's an S because I did. It was the first like kind of Doctor Who episode that I really, really enjoyed.
It's not better than Dalek. There's no way it's better than Dalek. Empty Child and Dr. Francis.
I think we've got it right.
Stephen Moffat's introduction.
I think that's a really good two-part.
Empty Child, to go
that's
with
the
a,
World War II one.
Yeah, the gas mask one, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say A because I'd say the villain in inverted commas, but the child is iconic. With the
I
gas
would
mask,
not
you
have
mind
been mind? Offended if you'd have guys if you guys had said B. But I'm happy to put it in an A.
I think A. I agree with A.
I think A.
Creepiest episode of the series one.
Yeah, probably
creepiest episode so far. To be fair.
Yeah, probably. Boomtown.
Probably C.
Yeah, I didn't really enjoy Boomtown.
Maybe even D.
I think it's a B. I think it's better than we give it credit for. Brad, you didn't rewatch it. I think the dynamic between Jack, Rose, Mickey, the Doctor is excellent. It is a bit
nothing
like,
happens though.
What's the plot? Yeah, I will agree. It's a bit like, What's the plot? C?
Yeah. I'd agree with C.
Yeah,
I don't think it's as good as B.
I think that could be boosted up. Bad Wolf and Partner of the Ways, it's an S.
I'd agree with S on that one, yeah.
I agree
top tier
with
finale.
Yeah, it is a top tier finale. It's the first finale back as well. It's a solid showing.
I was absolutely ready to kick off then, just for the record, boys. I really was. I was like, I'm going to fucking kill these boys. But no, happy we've all agreed on that. That is...
Well, just
that's
to
a solid
summarize.
Series.
Series one, pretty good, looking pretty good. And I think we might as well end the podcast here because we know that the rest of the episodes are all S's.
Okay, well, we're going straight into the Christmas Invasion, and that's a D for me. Hate this episode. I think this is my least favourite episode of all of Doctor Who. I genuinely do.
I would be pushing for B, but I'd probably accept C.
JP, decide and vote.
It's David Tennant's introduction. Come on, best Doctor of them all.
He's barely in it.
I know why Josh doesn't
did,
like it.
He did fall asleep like I did.
I know why you don't like it because of the sword fighting bit at the end. It's all very But it is an it, like you can't argue and say that Rose is an S, because this is again is an iconic it's an iconic episode. So I think for that,
I'd agree, to be fair. If you're putting Rose as an S, then this is an S.
no, I would say it's an
No,
S.
that's not what I was being said.
I'd say it's a B, you know.
All right, B.
No, we're averaging out at a C is what's happened there.
No, I said B. I said B.
You said
It's a B.
C. You said C.
Said
I
B.
can't give that more than a C.
I
I
said I'd be pushing
cannot.
for B, but would accept a C. So
There is
B,
no
D, and D
way.
means it's a B.
There is no way it's better than the Slitheen episodes. There's
I
no
think it's
way.
on a par with all.
Yeah.
We're not saying it's better. We're saying it's level with, which I'd agree with.
I don't think it is. I don't think it
Move it
is.
to B.
Oh, we can't just skew David Tennant to the top so you can prove a point. We cannot do
We're
that.
not. We're
He's
not.
gonna screenshot
I
it
tell
by the
you
time he
now,
gets Peter
there are
12.
several David Tennant episodes that I'm going to put in D.
New Earth is a B for me. I think it's
See,
pretty
I'd
good.
say C.
Hold on, I'm just looking at the picture. Which one was New Earth?
The cats in
How
New York.
do you not remember these episodes?
Right, I got a memory like a fucking sieve.
It's down
The
here. That's
cats,
why I shared my
Cassandra. I'm
screen. Yeah.
looking. Move your fucking mouse.
Moisturize
Yeah,
me.
maybe a
But not that one.
B, C, maybe. I'd say C for New Earth.
Wow,
Well, we might as
that's
well put
two
B.
C's then. No, that's two
No, we might as well
C's.
put B. Go on, put it up to B.
No.
Well, the cat ladies were interesting, but I suppose it's
What's
an
happened to my
introduction to the
mouse?
face of Bo, but.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the face of
It's
Bo. That
not
makes it a B.
the introduction to the base face of Bo. Face of Bo is in the end
Oh,
of the
no, New
world.
Earth. Yeah, in the
Oh
world,
yeah.
yeah. It's the
Right.
end of the face of Bo then.
Well, technically, I suppose. Tooth and Claw.
I love this episode. I think it's got to be at least a B.
I'd say C again, you know.
I think I'm leaning towards C. I don't think it's that good an episode.
See,
I wouldn't say it's
it's
bad,
better
but
than New Earth.
no way. Not a chance. Not a chance.
It is.
I would
That was
rather
the one with
watch
a
New
werewolf,
Earth than
wasn't it?
Tooth and Claw. Yeah.
No, I disagree. I'm frustrated at that, but
I'm going
well,
with
tell
C.
us
Rules are
why do you think it's
rules.
a B for that? You said you liked the
I
episode.
think it's
Why?
a great episode.
Because
Just the whole drama of it, like the whole
I
tense, it's
just
a tense
do. I
episode.
just
It's got
do.
the same feeling. It's got the same feeling as The Empty Child. It's scary. It's got a tense feel to it. It's
I
exciting.
don't think it does. I think it's
The
too
werewolf did look
far-fetched.
good.
The werewolf looked all right for the time, yeah, but there's the whole thing about, it gets into the there's it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. The flying ninjas at the start is enough to put me off it.
Nothing wrong with them. They're monks.
Yeah, you leave them monks alone.
All right, I'll leave the monks alone. School
Leave
reunion.
them monks alone. Oh,
C
fucking
as
D.
well.
Is there an E rating?
I
C.
think it's a C. I think these first three episodes are all on par with each other, to be fair. I still
So
can't
Chris
believe
still
we've put the
nudged
Christmas Invasion
Cassandra.
above them.
So shitty could it be rated? Honestly, just the introduction of K9 alone just ruins it.
Well, do you want to go for D
Oh
then?
man, I'll go for E.
No, it's
Fuck it.
C. It's C. It's
It's a
C.
C. We'll put it in a C. We'll put it in a C.
No way we're putting that as the bottom tier.
I mean, it is bottom tier.
Okay, Girl in the Fireplace. It's an S for
A.
me.
Oh, I didn't think you'd go that high.
Oh.
It is one of the best
Interesting.
Doctor Who episodes of all time. Like, I'm happy to say that. I'll happily admit that.
I'm happy to let you put it as S.
Would I give it S? It is pretty, again, it's, I go back to it's pretty iconic, isn't it?
It's pretty iconic. It was quite genre defining at the time. We hadn't really, obviously, there was the
Madame de
whole.
Pompadour as well.
Yeah, I'm wrong.
That's what I'm late because she was really, really good in it as well. I just like the
Yeah, that's
ending where
exactly what you're
that's,
thinking.
yeah.
She was really, really good in it.
Unreal. No, I'm sitting there thinking because that's the one where she dies at the end, isn't it?
Yes.
And he comes back. I
I'm
could
just going
argue.
to put this in S.
I could
Sorry, I'm
argue
putting it
S.
up
Yeah,
there.
I could
Putting it up
argue
there.
S, to be honest.
All right, this is an interesting one. The Cybermen two-parter.
A.
It's not an A.
If
It's
you're giving
a
it the same vibes as the Return
B.
of the Daleks, it's the Return of the Cybermen, and it has the
No,
same
there's
vibes.
no way it has the
A.
same vibes. There is no
Does.
way. That's the perfect example. Dalek introduces the Daleks a lot better than this introduces the Cybermen.
No, I disagree. I think the whole plot of this being a parallel dimension is something that had never been explored before. And I think
But it
they've done it
also just
perfectly. I think
means
it's
that
way
it's
of felt.
meaningless. No,
No, it
it
doesn't.
for me, this is no way this is on. I'll give it a B. I'm not giving it higher than a B.
No, I'm saying Jack. A. I'm saying A.
Jack,
I actually quite enjoyed it.
Wow.
I actually quite enjoyed it. But I like the I prefer the Cybermen over the Daleks, you know?
Even in this episode, is this the only Cybermen we've had?
Yeah. No, they come out elsewhere, don't they?
No, that's it. That's it.
Oh, wait,
apart from
shit, yeah, we're
the literal next episode.
Oh, and
yeah,
then the
why have you got
finale.
episodes on here that we haven't watched yet?
This was the only one I could steal from the internet that was good enough.
Brilliant.
Okay, Idiot's Lantern, it's a D. It's a hard D.
I'd push for C, but I do
It's
understand.
crap.
There's worse episodes.
There are worse episodes, and that's why I'm going to say C. Because there are
yeah,
worse
it is,
episodes than
probably.
The Idiot Man.
What's worse than this?
School Reunion.
Love Monsters.
Love and
School
Monsters.
Reunion we've put as a bloody A, haven't we? Oh no, we've put it
We
as a
haven't put
C.
C.
I argued
You
for
think?
an E, but yeah.
Wow. Listen, if we're going with C, we go, but this has no right being this high. This is awful.
No, the
I
only
think
reason I'm saying
I still think Tooth and Claw should be higher.
So are you saying we knock Tooth and Claw up, School Reunion down, an Idiot? No, because Idiot
No,
Lantern's
School
then still
Reunion stays
sits
where
up.
it is.
And then Idiot's Lantern goes down.
No, Idiot Lantern stays where it is.
Ah, then we're not messing with it. That's staying exactly as it is. I think we're all about to agree on the Impossible Planet.
S. Yeah, S.
We'll agree with you there. Straight up to the top. Oh, that's not where I want
What's
it.
doing?
Straight up
hey,
to the
get
top.
out of there. There we go.
There we go. Right, Love and Monsters.
D.
D.
I'm going to go with B. I put this above
B.
New Earth, Tooth and Claw, School Reunion,
What?
Idiot's Lantern. Yeah, 100%.
Did we watch the same
You're
episode?
mental.
It's
I do remember you
innovative.
saying this at
It
the
does
time. It's not
something
innovative.
different. Where do you guys want to put it?
D.
We
I'd maybe
cannot
lean
put it
towards
below the
C.
Idiot's Lantern.
Yes, we can.
We can.
You guys are
Oh,
insane.
actually.
Idiot's Lantern is worse than Love and
Oh.
Monsters. Love and Monsters
I'd say
is
they're on a par,
fun.
so I'd probably put it in C then.
I'll put it in a C.
If I would, I would probably agree with C. I'd settle for C.
But there, no, guys, I'm sorry. We've got The Long Game in D and we've got Idiot's Lantern in C. How has that
Yeah, I'd
happened?
agree.
No fucking
I'd agree with
way.
that. Yeah.
I just think there were worse episodes than The Idiot's Lantern. Yeah.
Wow, like what?
Like The Long Game.
Love and Monsters, the drawing one, the school reunion.
Okay, right. Love and
Unicorn and the
Monsters
Wasp.
is going in C. And then I think we can all agree that Fear Her goes in D.
C.
Fuck off.
What, I fear.
I like this. I quite like this
Give
episode.
A fuck.
You're
honestly.
fucking tapped, honestly.
What's the song? Kookaburra.
Kookaburra, your life for
I can't
me.
even remember.
No chance, mate. No fucking chance.
Okay, if we're going to have to put one Doctor episode in D, I didn't think it'd be fair, but one has to go in there, so that's fine.
Right, Army of Ghosts and Doomsday.
S. Yeah, I could agree with this.
It's
Most
S.
emotional episode we've ever seen so far.
It
it's the
is
ending as well, though, isn't it?
An S. Yeah, don't get me wrong, it's not my favourite finale, but it is very fucking good. Very, very good.
Yeah.
Interesting one, The Runaway Bride.
I say C.
C, yeah.
I'd go
Not
with
bad.
D. I think this is pretty dire.
No, I wouldn't say it's that bad.
I would rather
Think so.
watch everything in C over The Runaway Bride.
No, I'd probably watch Runaway Bride ahead of Love and Monsters.
I agree.
Okay, fair enough. I will even therefore put it ahead of Love and Monsters.
Okay, what happens now that you feel the thing? Do we just
It's
lose
just
one? I can't
dropped.
see it.
It's just dropped down.
Oh, I see. It's there. Okay, nice.
Smith and Jones.
B.
I think
Yeah, I think
B.
I'll say a B.
Yeah, I'm inclined to. It's a bit of a
Good
forgettable
introduction.
introduction.
Yeah.
But I do like the Jadoon, though.
Love
The
the
Jadoon
Jadoon,
music.
yeah. I just think it's, yeah, I think it's quite forgettable.
God, this
Shakespeare
series is bang
type.
average. See,
What? Which one's this?
The
Shakespeare
Shakespeare
Code.
type.
Shakespeare one.
I would say D.
Yeah, I didn't really enjoy this one. It was the Weird Witches.
Really? I'd say C, but I think D's a bit harsh.
But again, like I would rather watch everything in C, except for The Runaway Bride and Idiot's Lantern, than the Shakespeare Code.
Probably disagree again.
JP, D, happy with that?
Matt, no, actually, I agree with Brad. I think C. The
Thank you.
thing that's fucking me over is the school reunion, because I did not rate that whatsoever. And Love of Monsters as well. I cannot believe you put Love of Monsters in there.
Well, JP,
Yeah,
I'm
I do
happy
agree.
to.
Love and Monsters
I
should be down.
don't know if I am happy to drop down school reunion.
You can't put
No.
Sarah Jane Smith's Return in D.
No. I can't. I
I'm
can't.
sorry. Let's also put, I'd like to also point out, Jackie's only saying D because of the dog. You can't judge an episode on a metal dog.
It was just so shit, though. Like the.
It wasn't.
Oh.
It's a good episode.
Oh, it
It
not a
looked
great episode, but it's got good
bad.
things in it. I think that deserves to be C. I think Shakespeare
Yeah.
Code, Runaway Bride, and Idiot's Lantern are all considerably worse than that.
The only one I would potentially put today would be Idiot's Lantern.
Let's do that then. Let's do that.
And
Right,
possibly Love and
gridlock.
Monsters. Gridlock's a
Gridlock.
C, maybe even a D.
Yeah. It's a trouble is, I feel like we're putting a load of them in C at the moment.
You can see it's
I
middle of the
think
park,
this
isn't
is
it?
a C.
Like, I'd watch it again because it was an interesting concept, but it's not one of those ones that I'd be like, if you was to say to someone that you could only watch, they're like, I can only watch 10 episodes of Doctor Who, Gridlock is not going to be in there.
Yeah, if this episode went missing, I wouldn't miss it. I think, does that mean
No, no
D?
way. I think it's
No,
D.
see, I think it's C.
Brad?
I still say D. I would not. I don't want to watch it. It's pointless.
I'll put it in D. I'm not sure it's quite as bad as these three. Well, it's certainly not as bad as Long Game. Oh, it's definitely as. No, it's better than Fear Her. And it's probably better than The Idiot's Lantern, to be fair. Let's put it at the
Yeah, so this
start
is the
of
thing.
D.
Like, I wouldn't say that that was as bad as the Long Game, Fear Her, or the Idiot's Lantern.
It's not as good as The Long Game, I don't
See,
think.
I would probably rather watch Fear Her and Idiot's Lantern over Gridlocked. Really?
Wow, you're
Yeah.
so wrong. It's
I'm
genuinely
not wrong. This is
unbelievable.
my personal
It's
opinion.
genuinely unbelievable. Okay, Daleks in New
I
York.
disagree. A,
I think
B.
this is a D.
A what?
Wow, did I hear an
What?
A?
What? Yeah,
Did you
I
say
said A.
D? It's a D for me. It's shit.
No, I'd say
Really?
B. I said A.
Wow. I think D.
I quite liked it. Oh, it was pretty
Middle of the
good.
road, bang average.
Yeah,
Well,
bang
I'm
average
happy
B
to
then.
average it out as C. No, C is bang average.
No, because you
No,
got two high,
A,
one
B, and
low.
D definitely equals a B.
Are you telling me this is as good as The Christmas Invasion?
I'm telling you, it would be better than the end of the world. And it's better than all the ones in C, apart from Tooth and Claw.
We'll go with B. We'll go with B, but I'm not sure I agree with that.
I'd be quite happy to swap Tooth and Claw and this Dalek ones around.
Oh, if I was to put one on now, which one would I rather watch? This has
I'd
got
say
that
Dalek and
awful
that.
Tallulah lady in it.
Oh God,
I thought
yeah.
she was quite funny though.
No, it's staying as it is. It's staying as it is. Lazarus Experiment?
Probably a
C.
D.
I think it's a D. I don't think it's
All right,
got
B
any
then.
redeeming features in this, I'm afraid.
No, the AI was AI. The just the CGI that was shit.
Yeah, interesting concept, maybe, but really poor execution, I think. 42, the one I wasn't on the podcast to record, upsettingly.
Oh yeah. What did you say?
D.
D?
Yeah.
Yeah, degree, yeah.
This is the stupid quiz one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
It's
D.
better than the Lazarus Experiment. It's better than Idiots. It's better than Oh, I think it's on
I'd
par with
again rather
Gridlock.
watch Beer Her and Idiot Lantern over it.
Yeah, I think it's on par with Gridlock, to be fair. I'll put it there. Okay, Human Nature, Family of
S.
Blood, S all round. Yeah, I think so, right?
Yeah.
I
Same
think
for
it's
Blink.
up there.
Yeah, Blink's up there with that as well. I had to remember which one that was. That's the thingy, isn't it? With the skull and
I'm not
yeah.
sure Blink's an S. I think it
No,
might be an
fuck right
A.
off. Fuck right off.
I
Blink is one of
think it's
the.
an S.
It's an S.
But my only, it's a brilliantly crafted episode. I don't think it's Doctor Who-y enough to be an S.
You're only saying it because they're not in it as much, but as a Doctor Light episode, it's top tier and it goes in S.
Absolute top
Yeah.
tier.
Okay. All right. I can't argue with the democracy.
Again, if you was to say to someone that they're like, I can only watch 10 episodes of Doctor Who, you'd have the Weeping Angels in it and Blink.
Interestingly enough, they've done Utopia and The Sound of Drums and Last of the Time Lords as two stories.
I'd agree with that.
I think it's one story. I will, and I can't believe we're negotiating here. I will put Utopia as an A if you let me put the finale as an S.
I was going to say B and A.
I think it's A and S.
Jack.
What
Part of me
are we
feels that
saying?
Utopia could be better than one of the two-parters. I feel like the first part of the two-parter is probably weaker. So
But
I'd be tempted to
that's when
put
they've
Utopia
got
ahead.
that's but that's when they've got the TARDIS key and they're eating chips and they're talking about that part one, Sound of Drums, is amazing.
It's good. I don't think it's amazing.
But then part two is even more amazing. So this two-parter is an
Part
S for
two is
me.
good. Then Utopia is an A then.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with that.
Oh,
Yeah,
I'm a
I
democracy.
yeah, I agree with that.
just think it's a bit mental that we've got a lot of S's.
But they are
But
all
they're all David
bloody good
Tennant, so
episodes. No, there's
yeah,
two
they're all David
Christopher
Tennant.
Ecclestons in there, but I will admit, I'm
Yeah,
very
makes you want
happy
to go
with
for them.
every S we've got in S at the minute.
All right, all
Except for
right.
Blink. I think Blink's an A, but that's fine. I can
Now,
concede.
Blink is this.
Right, Voyage of the Damned. I think that's an A.
Yeah, I was
I
going to
was
say
going
B, but
to go B.
if you're both going to say B, we have to put it in B, but it's an A for me.
Where was
This
the other
is.
Christmas specials? Because it's probably the best Christmas special.
Well, we've
I mean,
only
not
had the
wait,
Christmas
better than Christmas
Invasion.
Invasion, to be fair.
For sure. For sure.
It's.
It's
Then I kind of
considerably better
want
than
to knock.
Christmas
Yeah,
Invasion.
then I would say it was better than
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay, happy with that then in an A?
Yep.
Yeah.
Partners in Crime, the reintroduction to Donna.
Big.
Yeah.
Good intro for Donna. Funny as well.
It's better than
Return of
Martha's
Rose.
intro.
Return of
I just
Rose.
the only thing is, I just didn't. The villain wasn't as good, with the little
Yeah.
adipose.
Okay, actually, yeah, I'll agree with that. Happy with that.
Did you want to put it at A then, Josh?
I was going to say we should probably knock down Smith and Jones, but I actually think you're right. If you look at it from, if you evaluate their strengths and weaknesses, Smith and Jones has a better villain.
I'm happy with
Partners
them
in
as
Crimes
part,
has
yeah.
a better relationship. Yeah, I think they're, whatever you call it, comparing apples and pears, happy with those two together. But I think they're quite close to each other with Partners in Crime just ahead. Christmas Invasion way down the bottom. Okay, Fires of Pompeii.
C, maybe a D.
I'm just to say maybe a B.
I will go C. I don't think it's a very good episode. I think it's got some good points in
Okay.
it. It's definitely not a
It's the
B. It's definitely not a D.
only reason I said it was a D. It's the only episode of Doctor Who I've fallen asleep in. Really?
It's not that bad. It's a little bit uninteresting, I suppose. I'm happy with that. You guys happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay, Planet of the Ood. I didn't
C as
like this
well.
much as I thought I was going to from memory. C, I'm happy with, yeah.
I don't think it's as bad as a B,
Oh,
but
I
it's
don't know
definitely
if it's a
not a B.
B, actually.
Why?
I think it should be.
Yeah, it's on
Why?
par with these if you look at it.
True.
It's better than Tooth and Claw, School Reunion, Runaway Bride.
No, I
It's
still think Tooth and
probably
Claw should be at
better than
B.
Love and Monsters.
I'll let you put it at B if you put Tooth and Claw at B.
No.
No, because
JP, do you
Tooth and
think it's a
Claw wasn't
B?
that.
Tooth and Claw was
There's no way
crap.
the huge one is better than Tooth and Claw.
It 100% is.
I disagree, but the rules are the rules.
Them the rules. Santarin ones, I want to say C. Fine.
I'd probably say B. I'd say B for that. Because Martha
Wow.
comes back, didn't she?
But that's about
Yeah,
the
Martha's
only
back.
good thing in that.
No,
Although
I quite
sexy
enjoyed it.
naked slimy
I like the
last grass blade
Suntarans.
isn't bad. All right, I'm happy to go B. But just about a B.
Better than the old one.
It's on the same level, I think. This is
This old
getting
one's been
messy,
overhyped.
but we're now on to the doctor's daughter. That's a hard C for me.
Yeah, just yeah, he's almost
It's
a
in
little bit
between a C
messy.
and a B. It's Virgin.
Would I call it a filler episode? Maybe.
Oh, for sure. And that's its, oh, pardon me. That's its issue. How can an episode about the doctor's daughter end up just as a filler episode? Something's gone
That's the
wrong
thing.
for
Yeah,
that to
never
happen.
got
Yeah.
brought back. That was the thing that really disappointed me, that it was such a letdown, and the fact that I was like, oh my God, we are gonna learn the doctor's daughter. It just turned out it just
Yeah.
really wasn't. Yeah.
See it is.
Let's see
The
what next one is.
Unicorn and the Wasp.
D. See, I like this one, but I wasn't on the episode to record it. And I know you two are probably gonna say D. D, I didn't like it.
Straight in there, not even
I think
a
that's a
debate.
C, at least.
I think
Why?
you're
It was
very
so
wrong.
boring. They never explained why she was called the Unicorn. The villain was a giant
Yes, she
wasp that had
did. It was
its.
a jewel, wasn't it?
No,
No, she was known as the Unicorn.
it's given the same vibes as Tooth and Claw, but worse.
What are you on about? It's so much.
No, at least
No.
with Tooth and Claw, the villain was actually a bit. It was a werewolf.
Tooth and Claw
No,
was good.
it
Tooth and
was
Claw
a
should be B,
monster.
and this one should be a C.
Not a
No, this.
hope in hell. No.
Unicorn the Wasp was a D.
Right. Silence in the Library and Forest of the Dead.
Oh,
S.
yeah.
I don't
I
know
think
that it's that good. I think it's an A.
it is River Song.
it get
S.
the thing I'm arguing is it kept me guessing for a long time,
Yeah,
and
I've got no qualms putting it in an S. I don't think it's as good as the other things that we've got in the S is where I'm going with that.
go back up to S, just see what else we've got in there. I think it's better than
See,
the
it's hard, isn't
season
it?
three
It's hard.
finale. I'll tell you
No
what,
way. Get out.
it's better than Rose. I still can't believe Rose is in S, to be honest.
Rose
But
has to be an S.
it's an A. It's good episode, but it's not S.
It's an S. Rose is an S.
And Rose is ruining this list for me because I'm telling you now, I'd rather watch probably all the A's above Rose.
Really? I'd
You
happily
wouldn't
put
watch Rose
Rose on
again.
right now.
I would watch Rose again. I'd happily watch it again, but after I've watched the others.
Yeah, but this is coming from the guy that didn't even get involved on this podcast until we'd finished season one. So your
I
opinion
was
on
on a
that is
holiday when he
kind of
started
moot.
this. I
That's
was
an
on holiday,
absolute
so I
lie. You
wouldn't have been able
wanted to
to
see
anyway.
how geeky we were before you joined in.
No, I didn't. I was literally at Centre Parks when you started this.
For the whole 6 months we were doing series one.
Definitely for when you've done Rose.
Anyway, Midnight.
A. That was the train one, wasn't it? I'd say B.
I think it's an A. I don't
Yeah, I think
think
it's an
it's
A just because of the
quite
unknown.
an S, but it's a fucking good episode.
I was okay.
No, it's
I
excellent. It
disagree.
is excellent.
It was an interesting concept, but then I've seen the thing before. Then
We simply
I'm
don't
still
have
going to
time to
argue.
argue, I'm afraid.
No, B, but go on.
Turn
Wait,
left.
did you put that B? Oh.
Yeah, B. Yeah.
Midnight,
Oh no,
midnight
A,
B.
A, A, A. Yeah. Midnight's
Yeah,
A.
just right.
Turn left.
A.
Yeah, I think it's a good one, A.
Oh, it's
It's
not
a good
better than
one.
midnight.
Yeah, it's better than midnight.
I think it is. I think it is better than midnight.
I think it's better than midnight.
Really? I don't think it
Yeah,
is at
yeah.
all, but we'll go with
You can't put it's better than Voyage
Voyager.
of the Damned.
I it's not better than Voyage of the Damned.
I think it is.
No way, you're mad. And then the finale that we just watched.
S all day.
It's got to be an S, yeah.
I think it's an A, but we'll put it in yes. Gotta go with the
I
majority.
knew you'd say that because you have to be different. But yeah, it's
No,
an S.
because it's not quite as good as it. Where has it gone? Where's my computer
I think we need
laptop?
to make a note of this as well and remember how many of each Doctor Who episode, David Tennant episode, we had in each category. And then we can review it when we do the Capaldi ones and then
Well,
see who's
no. I
actually
think
better and have a
now
different
I'm going to
answer.
keep this open, and just every new episode we do, we just add it to this.
Oh, do you do that? Okay.
And then we will have the definitive Doctor Who spreadsheet. So just to run through, S, we've got Rose, Bad Wolf, Finale, Girl in the Fireplace,
Just
Satan
for my own
Pit.
sanity, sorry. Just my own, can we put Rose at the bottom of this?
No, we can't.
Why?
Because
It's
it's
not that good.
brilliant.
It's
There's
not.
all
It's
right,
not.
it's not the best episode of all time, but we cannot deny its importance.
I can't believe we put plastic dummies S.
I can't believe we've got Tooth and Claw in C, for fuck's sake.
I can't believe that's not in B.
I can't
No,
believe
no,
we've got
no.
Midnight. I know, I can't believe we've got Turn Left in A.
Yeah, solid episode.
I actually had fun with this. We've got four more episodes to do with the four that we've got to come. Let us know if you agree with our sheet or if you disagree with our sheet.
Next one to see.
Anything to
Yeah,
anything to add, lads, or just like, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you next week for the next Doctor.
David Morrison.
no, thank you guys as always, and we'll catch you next week.
We
See
will
you
catch you
later.
next week. Thank you, guys. Catch you later.